So if we take the big picture, a reorganization of things is going on here, that the things in the mind are being recast in a way that can support what is more interior. So ultimately, it's about Joseph ruling down at the level of Egypt. That's what's happening. And so we're dealing with all the progressive stages and shifts and things that have to occur for what is the celestial of the spiritual being able to have influence at the sensual corporeal level. So in the word, when it's talking about facts that are useful and facts that aren't useful, it always has reference to spiritual ends, the Lord's end. It's not so much about exterior life stuff. It's really about how everything more exterior has to support what is in more interior. This is how something becomes useful from a spiritual perspective, is that it supports what is higher. The lower level, every lower level supports a higher level to come more into being. So it's a coming of the Lord's kingdom. It's his will being done as in heaven, so upon the earth. That's what makes facts useful or not. Do they attain to that end? So that's one way of thinking about it. So facts can either be vessels which are receptive of good or reject what is good. And if they reject what is good, then they support what is evil. So they constantly need reworking. And, you know, there can be aspects of our historical faith that can no longer serve our spiritual development. And again, these are facts that need to be recast, and what is serviceable, established, affirmed, and what isn't, sloughed off. So there's that kind of aspect in here as well.